Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote bunts towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Goosen moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swoboda tags and scores. Goosen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. one out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Hundley moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks bunts towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swoboda for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye is 0 for 1 in the game. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 0 for 0 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Grote reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nye is 0-for-2 in the game. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nye for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Arcia pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Arcia moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda is called out on strikes. 1 out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nye is 0 for 3 in the game. Nye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.